This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Good morning. Or sorry, we're not on air. We're on the podcast. I don't know what time it is. That was a silly thing to say.
It doesn't matter what time it is. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night.
Yes,
what's going on?
All of the above.
Do you want me to just do the podcast? I felt bad yesterday because I was just eating my Cocoa Pops.
While
you did the whole thing.
I was a diva last night. I feel like, lads, I don't know. And Aisling, do you know what? Yesterday when we were talking on the show about how I felt like a local in my local pub and Dave was joking, being like, you're like me, you're going out too much.
Yeah.
And you were like, lads, it's only the feckin' start.
I think that was actually Aisling. It was like, you're like Dave. And I was like, oh shit. Is that what I'm known for?
Lately, maybe a little bit more. But then Aisling made everyone feel better by saying, well, the summer's coming. This is only the start of it. Yeah. Get used to it. Well, that mantra came into play because I need a break from a pint.
Oh, yeah.
Went for a pint last night.
It's impossible.
And my neighbour came with us, who's a friend of ours, who we haven't seen in such a long time. And
where'd you go? The usual?
No, we went to the Eden, actually, for a change.
All right.
And we were like two and home. That's it. And he was like, ah, lads, come on, for God's sake.
Two's,
and honestly,
two's enough.
Once you've had two, though, you're like, I don't have a bedtime. I don't have a morning wake-up call. Yeah. I can do whatever I want. I'm living in this moment right now.
Guess what I had?
So dangerous. Four.
Did you have three?
Fucking four.
Did you?
Four. Now, I was home early.
Because you seem grand.
I am grand. I actually am absolutely fine.
What time is early?
We were home at like 5 to 10, I think.
We on the course.
Okay. Yeah.
I went out last night and I drank water.
Did
which
you?
I was very
oh,
proud.
Thanks, Ashley.
Yeah, I went great. Out.
No,
yeah.
Well, I've literally just been on holidays drinking for 10 days straight.
Yeah, I went out as well. I drank Coke Zero. That's what I had at dinner. I didn't even have a cocktail or a beer or anything like that.
Do you know, I was walking down, this kind of related, but that's very good. Well done.
Thank you.
I thought to myself when I was walking down Drury Street yesterday, I think you could do, and I think it could be a fun experiment, a whole day on Drury Street. I think
you could
live your whole life on Drury Street. There's like Sis Madden's pub now there. That's sorted. Now you spend a fortune, but it's lovely.
And I went to the place I'd imagine that you're going to say, the pizza place.
Manny for your...
Oh my Christ.
Manny for your lunch.
Carbonara pizza, Emma.
There's the Rag Trader is amazing.
There's a new acai place. You get your breakfast there. Then you chill around the shops. Then you go to Manny for your lunch, the pizza. It's actually class. Then you go to Sis Madden's.
The Rag Trader down the road.
Yeah. Or you could go upstairs and Sis Madden's, that nice cocktail bar.
And then you go for dinner down. There's a new place called Bootleg there.
Yeah, cool. Oh, there's Massa as well.
I'm a huge Drury Street fan. It has a little special place in my heart.
You could live a whole day on Drury Street.
You could
drive down there in the morning to park the car and see the little twinkly blue lights.
Oh, it's so nice.
It makes a difference, doesn't it?
It does, actually.
On the weekends, it's really come alive with all the outdoor
seating. I would now argue that I prefer Drury Street to Fade Street. I know they're very close to each other, but I think there's more on offer in Drury Street now.
I love how small Fade Street is. I just love
it. It's very intimate.
It's
kind of closed in.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really, really nice.
It's a great place to meet people if it's late at night and like you're looking for chats and you're giddy. You'll always have people outside chatting.
The worst thing about Fade Street though is that it's not pedestrianised. And I'm like,
yeah,
I drive Fade Street every day, and I'm still an advocate for I would love this to be pedestrianised. It's such a lovely street,
and it never will be because then you wouldn't be able to get it into Drury Street car park.
Exactly. Yeah, well, you can't go from Fade Street to Drury Street car park anyway,
or you wouldn't get out of it.
You wouldn't get out of it. That's the thing. But you could go down. You see, then you'd have to make Drury Street. Drury Street is kind of
pedestrianised now.
All I will say about Fade Street not being pedestrianised is: have you ever walked out of Hogan's or one of the pubs on Fade Street? And the taxi's just there.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
And you're like, can I flag this one? No queue. That was the easiest thing in the whole world.
It's handy, isn't it? And it's great for dates, especially if you're trying to get rid of them really, really quickly.
Jesus, Dave.
Because it's great because it's just like, oh, come on, we'll go. I'll get you a taxi. There's a taxi. Bye.
Boom, bye.
It's so great. It's perfect. If you've had a bad date or something, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the summer.
Oh, it's
fucking bring it
on. We're so back.
Yes.
Summer in Dublin.
I walked upstairs earlier there and out in the balcony. The sun's just come out. It's balmy. Everyone in the canteen this morning is talking about how balmy it is.
It's going to be 17 degrees today, apparently.
Are you serious?
Bum, yeah. Also, obviously, always drink responsibly.
Oh, yeah, visit drinkaware.ie.
Yes, we encourage safe everything.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Kind of caffeine in my coffee cup. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 11th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is Thursday, right?
It is Thursday,
oh, thank God for that.
We're nearly there, lads.
Nearly there.
I feel
like that
again.
We dragged a lot.
Oh, positive words for the morning. I'm only on my third day of the week, so it's actually grand for me. Did anybody see the sinkhole that formed in Sandy Mound yesterday.
I did, yeah.
This was crazy.
I actually didn't. Are you sure it wasn't a lab of a spade?
No, I probably, yeah, yeah, like the Port Martin.
Is it actually a sinkhole?
They were
is that what it is?
A sinkhole in the news, yeah. My friend actually texted me yesterday because she works in Sandy Mound and sent me photos of it because she was actually just out there for a walk. And then it ended up making the news on RTE and everything.
I don't understand how sinkholes happen at all.
Either do I. So if you can look it up and you'll see the hole. It's basically just on the side of the road. If you know Sandy Mound, there's a mace there. And I tell you, I do be getting my 99s from that mace.
Oh, yeah.
They're the best 99s in Dublin.
They're mace in Sandy Mount.
Yeah, so I was very concerned when I saw this. I said, that better not stretch so far that the 99 machine gets sucked in.
Yeah. Let me have a look.
And just on the edge of the road, apparently a bus drove by or something.
Okay.
And it caused the sinkhole. And just a giant hole in the tarmac has formed.
Yeah, you can look underneath it.
Proper deep.
Yeah.
So wow.
It's sandy underneath, naturally. You're right by the beach.
Is it?
Yeah, you can see like the sand.
Oh
under
my
the
God.
Road.
Wait, so they might be able to make a new artificial beach.
Sorry, in my head, I thought a sinkhole, I was so wrong, was one of those things whereby you are like stuck and in like swirling sand and it sucks you in.
Like quicksand.
Quicksand.
So you're telling me this is just a hole in the road that made the RT news?
No, but it's not just a hole in the road. It's not like it's just a hole. It's like it's hollow underneath. There's nothing underneath. You'd think that there'd be some sort of earth or ground or something, but it's just literal space.
Yes.
It's not space, but
I understand.
It's like
the mad thing is, we could be walking on potential sinkholes the whole time, thinking there's ground.
That's what freaks me out. Yeah, it's just like it could be just basically you could be on a plastic sheet that breaks down and there's nothing.
And who's the fella now who built that road? Is he long gone?
You'd wonder. Yeah. You know what? I'll actually ask because I was gonna go visit my granny today, and she lives in Sandy Mound, just around the corner.
She'll have all the gossip.
And I'm going to visit my granny, but. Really, I'm going to visit the sinkhole.
Yeah.
I want to see the sinkhole with mine own two eyes.
See, I was going to go for a walk in Sandy Mount later. Can't now. I may as well just stay at home.
Because you might fall down
exactly.
In a hole.
Oh, yeah. Listen, yeah, no, you have to mind yourself.
You do.
Yeah.
You've got it. Health and safety.
Health and safety.
You know what I mean?
Big issue. It's 6 minutes after seven morning. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em on spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I know it looks like she can never put a foot wrong, but some fans are a bit annoyed because for her fans who bought the vinyl, say that 5 tracks are missing. Beyonce's spokesperson, of course, is always present on Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Do you feel like constantly people are trying to find a reason to dislike Beyonce?
Oh, we'd just like to add that some of the best received songs, including Yeah Yeah and Spaghetti, are not present on the final edition. What are you saying on behalf of Beyonce's side on this?
I will say it's a terrible shame because Yeah Yeah is one of my favourite songs on the album. Beyonce has her reasons for everything. And while it's regrettable that people are missing the songs, clearly there is a greater reason.
There's
a reason.
£32 they paid for this music.
Beyonce is a mother of 3. She's a very busy lady. Perhaps she didn't have the floppy disk space for the...
£32 you said they paid?
Yeah, for a vinyl.
See, it would have been £45 if they had the
there
other
you
songs.
Go. It's
she's
it's
trying to make it cheaper.
Yeah.
Here's Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends on Spin.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Love that so much, Ariana Grande's We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love on Spin.
What's new, pussycat?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome.
What is happening here?
To Cat Corner with me, Aisling Bonner. This is a new segment on the show. We're going to do it every morning at this time.
No, we're not.
No,
if it goes well.
No. Absolutely not.
No, I simply have to tell you about 2 cat oriented stories that are doing the rounds in the news at the moment.
Why do you love cats so much?
I don't know. You know, I actually...
I thought you were going to go, I don't.
I had a dog until I was about 12, and then we got this cat. And ever since, we've just had cats. And I just think they've got such personalities
they
in their own little way. And they play hard to get, unlike dogs.
Yeah. Were you,
and I think I enjoy the chase.
Were you a cat indoors or cat outdoors kind of household?
We'd be indoors, but kind of in and out hybrid. Like, if they want to be in, they can come in. If they want to go out, they can go out. I think that's the dream life for a cat.
A hybrid is the dream life.
Mm. Yeah, every cat's dream.
Sometimes they work from home, sometimes they...
Exactly.
3 days a week.
They've got a lot of freedom. So first I want to whisk us off to Mexico City, where 19 feral cats have been granted free reign of Mexico's National Palace.
Oh, very cool.
So the Mexican government this week declared the cats as living fixed assets. These are the first animals in Mexico to be given the title of living fixed assets. It's usually something reserved for like like protected buildings like old like antique furniture, okay? But what this means is that the Treasury of Mexico is obliged to feed and care for these cats no matter what government is in power.
Wow.
So they look after the cats.
These are strays that they just took a fancy to in the streets and said, you can come into the palace and we'll look after you.
I think they are strays who have always been roaming around the palace, but have kind of just, they've just been like, oh, these 19 same strays are always here. And we may as well just like protect them.
That's
look
very
after them.
Cool. And also a fantastic job because you kind of are untouchable.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter what the government is in power, you're
probably the most valuable asset in the country.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but in the UK, they have a cat that lives in 10 Downing Street where the Prime Minister
is. No way.
He's called Larry the Cat, and he's the chief mouser. Yeah. So he's the guy that catches all the little mice that run around. But this cat, again, is protected by all the governments. He's outlived David Cameron, Theresa May, Boris Johnson, Liz Truss, and now Richie Sunak, who is in power.
Oh, my God.
There. So he's just there all the time.
By the way, they're not dead or anything. They're just not the Prime Minister anymore.
Their terms. Very interesting. Cat Corner is just sprouting wings.
You learn a lot in Cat Corner. Yeah.
I'm feline good.
There was a quote from the Director General of this Mexican palace that I thought was quite funny, and it just shows how seriously they take the cats.
Yeah.
He said, "Just as we understand this world, I wouldn't understand the National Palace without the presence of these cats. We have to make sure the cats are taken care of."
That's so cool.
Yeah. The cats' names are Bowie, Beloff, Noob, Coco, Yemma, Olin, Balam, and Zeus, among others.
Noob is my favourite.
Noob. I like Noob.
I thought it'd be Yemma. Close to Emma.
Oh, yeah.
I
love Noob.
N-U-B-E, Noob. I'm going to call cat Noob.
I'm going to say that cat is the newest of the strays.
Still probably been there like 7 years.
Really bad at being a cat. Yeah. He's a noob.
Next in the world of cat, I take you from the 19 cats to one 19 kg cat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. This cat is called Axel, and it made the news recently. It could hold up a truck.
Yeah.
Like, which is what an Axel does. When its owners adopted Axel, they misread the ads. They thought that the cat weighed 19 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
But it actually weighed 19 kg. Okay, for context, I looked up the average weight of a normal cat, and it's between, like, 3.5 to 4.5 kg.
No.
So Axel's, like, 3 to 4 cats in one.
Oh my God, Axel's like
what a bargain.
Axel's like a pig. Yeah, you're getting 5 cats in one.
3, get one, or whatever, get one free. So Axel was adopted by a Canadian woman for her daughter, but when the cat curled up on the daughter's lap, she described the feeling of being crushed.
Squashed.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It took 2 people to carry Axel out of the shelter back to the house, and they've put Axel on a kind of rigorous diet. And in the last few weeks, Axel has lost 3 kg and can now walk downstairs.
Oh, congratulations to him. Do you think they've accidentally bought a horse?
Yeah. It's like, what kind of breeding goes on? Is it just weight, or is it just the build is mammoth?
And it is weight.
It's like a little lion cub.
It is pouches and crunchies upon pouches and crunchies Axel's belly. Yeah. Okay. I don't know who lets a poor cat get to that stage.
No, but also I wouldn't say Axel was too bothered about it. Do you know what I mean? Oh. Axel's probably buzzing with life.
Yeah, living the life.
He's probably ripping now. He's on his diet.
I'd say he wasn't in a hybrid situation. I'd say he was pretty much just an indoor cat.
He was just like a one couch cat,
Watching mice just like walk by him. He's like, all right,
minding his business.
Yeah. So thus ends the first ever Cat Corner.
Very
on
good.
Fully Charged.
Top tier. Well done.
Back again tomorrow morning at 7:10.
No. I can't wait for Horse Corner.
Oh, that's for you.
I challenge you,
Nathan Daw. Now this is We Ain't Here for Long on Spin. I'm sick and tired.
Ain't got the answers. Recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great news for Margot Robbie fans. She's back for a new movie, but this time she's going to be directing it, which I think will be interesting.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And after Barbie, you kind of think Margot Robbie, she can do absolutely anything. She can do whatever she wants. It was one of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah, and she's brilliant.
Fantastic. I was chatting to my neighbour last night, a man, 28, and I was like, we were just catching up, and I was like, did you watch Barbie in the end? Because I remember him mentioning it, and he was like, even Margot Robbie couldn't make me watch Barbie.
Really?
And I was like, it's such a thing for men, isn't it? Anything Margot Robbie is like, I'll give that a watch.
That's so interesting. I was
lots
buzzing.
Lots of men loved Barbie.
I was buzzing for Barbie.
Yeah. Strange. I was encouraging again. Anyway.
But she seems to know exactly what kind of direction she wants to go in, and I'm kind of here for it. Margot Robbie's next movie is going to be Monopoly.
What?
Yep. Monopoly. They're going to be producing a live action feature film based on the board game.
Stop. Oh my God, is she only going to do like toy based movies?
Kind
now?
Of vibe. Which
I kind of hope so.
Really, really liking.
Yeah. Although, do you know the way on the press tour for Barbie, she was just constantly dressed as Barbie? She could be so many things. She could be jail one time.
Yeah, there you go.
She could be dressed as a mansion another time.
She could be Houston Station.
Absolutely everything. Well, you may be thinking, why? Well, I found an interesting stat. Monopoly is the world's most popular board game brand with 99% global awareness. I don't know what that means, but what I presume that means is 99% of people in the world know what Monopoly is.
Yeah.
And I think that's really insane. Cool.
Isn't that actually, when you think about it, what a great thing to create a game that 99% of the population worldwide are even aware of.
Very cool.
Crazy. That's huge.
Yeah. Well, it's available in more than 100 countries across the globe, selling nearly 500 million copies going back to 1935. So it's kind of, wonder it's
fair,
so.
Fair dues. But you it won't deserves believe a film.
What's after happened yesterday, right? When I was reading this story, bing, little email, looks at the laptop beside me. Gmail email from margot.orr@hollywood.com.
Stop. At Hollywood.com.
At Hollywood.com. And I think, what's this? I read through it and I realise Margot Robbie, she's made a mistake. She's accidentally sent me the entire cast list put forward for the Monopoly movie.
You're joking.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. So we have exclusive content on the show today.
Insane. Oh, my God. News. At half seven.
Here we go. On a Thursday, exclusive content. The Monopoly movie. Mr. Monopoly, to be played by Danny DeVito.
Okay. Oh my God, great casting, Margot.
Absolutely. The dice, the two dice, or the die, will be played by James Franco and Seth Rogen.
Wow, very good.
Every time you roll the dice, you'll hear the Seth Rogen laugh. The hotel's all going to be voiced by Francis Brennan.
Wow. Very cool.
And the little houses are going to be all voiced and lived in by Lucy Kennedy. So really, really great news. There's a lot of Irish kind of stuff going on.
Brilliant.
The banker is going to be played by Claire Byrne, which I think is amazing.
So cool.
The ship is going to be played by Saoirse Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Ronan. The dog is going to be portrayed by James Corden because he did such a great job in Cats.
Yeah.
They decided to give him
and
the role of dogs.
So good.
Yeah, he was really nice dressed up as a feline.
Yeah, the wheelbarrow and the boots are going to be played by Maura and Dahi. The top hat to be played by Cillian Murphy, of course. A lot of class and a lot of experience wearing hats.
Yes, in Oppenheimer,
Of course, and in Peaky Blinders. The Iron, unfortunately, will be played by Robert Downey Jr. I feel bad for him. Always typecast as Iron Man. Always typecast. The car to be played as Minister Eamon Ryan, who's demanding that the car be changed to a bike.
Hassle there. Margot will get it sorted.
God, Eamon never quits.
The boot is going to be played by Aisling B. Reason being, it says, we want everything she says to be off the cuff.
Oh,
Fair enough. And the thimble. Just a little note that says, does anyone have a contact for Aisling Bonner? She's probably the only person around who knows what a thimble is used for. Is it something to do with knitting? So, I don't know.
Not knitting, but sewing.
Sewing.
Yes,
okay,
and I'm available.
Well, there you go, Aisling Bonner to play the thimble. So there's your Monopoly movie.
Wow.
It's going to be one hell of a show, lads.
Wow. What an
email. You got the exclusive and you got Aisling. You discovered that Aisling's next big movie.
And we got Francis Brennan.
I believe at Hollywood.com is an email address.
Here's New Era. This is Birds in the Sky here at Spin 103.8. Wonderful world,
my darling. Spins fully charged. Recharged.
New Era, Birds in the Sky on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. If you are awake and headed to a lecture this morning on the back of the student race day yesterday, well,
who
my God.
Who is doing that? Who is going to a lecture?
Weirdo. I was just about to say, well, go back to bed.
Yeah, don't bother.
Nobody's going to be there.
Only the mature student.
No, seriously, if you were at the student race day yesterday, hope you had a fab time. All the videos and stuff looked like the crack.
Yeah, it
looked fun. We weren't there this year, but we were there last year. I was a bit offended that we weren't invited to go this year.
Well, we were there in spirit. We were in the booklet.
Yeah, we were in the booklet.
In the programme, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
A lot of them probably lying on the bedroom floor this morning. On the back.
Emma's dream with all the horses.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I love that. I think it's so
good. Really good.
John Gibbons and Lie to Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Do you know what has that like Robert Miles Children kind of...
It's very you
dream house kind of
thing. Yeah, kind of 90s vibes,
isn't it?
I like it. And he's getting out before the summer as well, so I'm thinking he might be on some summer festival lineups or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. Big fan of that. John Gibbons and Lie to Me on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's just coming up on 10 to 8 and we're giving you a chance all this week to win a €200 voucher to spend at Easy Living Interiors.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable prize, and their stores at Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park. Big savings on all collections, including sofas, you got your dining stuff, you got your bedroom stuff and you got your garden accessories as well.
Yes, we want you to play the really easy quiz. 20 seconds, 5 correct answers is all you need to get that €200 Easy Living Interiors voucher.
Melissa's on to give it a go. What are you at this morning?
I'm in Coffee and Kale, just getting a coffee before I drop my son to school.
Coffee and Kale, did you say?
Coffee and Kale.
No, Coffee and Kale.
Oh, where's that now?
In Finglas.
In Finglas.
Coffee and Kale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really not Finglas. Nice. Coffee and Kale.
Yeah, that's Finglas. That's not Finglas West. That's definitely Finglas East, isn't it?
Finglas is coming up.
And, no, come here. What kind of kale offerings do they have?
I don't actually know. I'm getting a vanilla latte.
You're dead right. Dead right.
That's basically kale.
What kind of kale offerings? They have kale. That's the kale offering.
I know, but do they do like
I'm looking at the window. I don't see at the window. I'm looking at the menu. I don't actually see that.
Listen, they're just looking to try and seem real
like, bougie.
Yeah, that's just for their Instagram.
Give me the vanilla latte with loads of sweetener,
kale.
Please.
Yeah.
Right. We'd love to sort you out with a €200 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. We're going to play the really easy quiz, Melissa. So let's get cracking. Question one: how do you spell the word duck?
D-U-C-K.
What country do we live in?
Ireland.
Tell me any number, Melissa.
2.
What animal makes a noise meow?
Cat.
Tell me something you can buy in a chipper.
Chips.
Yeah. Absolutely. Spot on.
Well done. 3. You've done it.
Like, oh my God, how do I spell duck?
I know, I was kind of like, be careful there now, Melissa.
That's a tough
one. We're live on the radio.
I'd love the thought of people around you in Coffee and Kale going, why is she just went D-U-C-K, Ireland, 2, cat and chips.
I'm kind of hanging out with the dog. Look at me.
Good show.
Listen, a €200 voucher spent at Easy Living Interiors. It's all yours.
Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
That pet.
Investigate
so well.
That kale situation.
Yeah, do.
Do it for us.
Thanks so much.
See you, Melissa.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And just a reminder to you, the Easy Living Interiors home event and garden sale is on now in those stores, Sandyford, Liffey Valley and Gulliver's Retail Park. And another chance for you to win tomorrow on the show.
I've got my family on to me.
Oh, your Finglas fam.
Coffee and Kale is in Finglas West.
No way.
Yeah, it's up by Charlestown Shopping Centre. I didn't know that. So there you go.
I thought you were better than that Finglas West.
Do you know what's so funny
names like Coffee and Kale.
Yeah. Coffee and Kale, I think, generally, doesn't sound like...
They don't go together.
Yeah.
No, not at
in
all.
In fact, kale doesn't go with anything.
However, it is spelt... Coffee is spelt with a K.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's...
Oh,
so it's real bougie.
No, our boss Nick actually messaged and he said Coffee and Kale's a top spot.
So there you go.
You might need to do a field trip. Maybe we should do a show from there. They probably hate us now.
I don't drink coffee and I don't eat kale. I don't know if it's going to be my kind of... I don't know if it's going to be my cup of tea.
It's your nightmare.
Here's Mimi Webb. This is called Ghost of You on Spin. Good morning.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
Mimi Webb and Ghost of You on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. When I say I listened to her, not by choice, all afternoon yesterday.
Mimi Webb?
Oh my God, Emer, just my housemate, had her blaring all afternoon in the Alexa. I was trying to have a nap. 24/5.
She actually has loads of tunes. Yeah,
so many.
You forget.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, we're giving you the opportunity to win an incredible 3 prizes in one on the golden ticket.
Yeah, we are talking C-Sessions, 21st to the 23rd of June. Camping ticket for that one.
We also want to send you to Longitude, the biggest weekend in Dublin. Marley Park, you got Doja Cat, Central C, Becky Hill playing at that one.
And the biggie to round off the summer, we want to send you and a friend camping to the picnic for 3 nights. It's an incredible prize. It speaks for itself. Register now to get on to play the golden ticket. Golden in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Spins fully charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Morning, 2 minutes after 8, this Thursday the 11th of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling here on Spin. What's the crack?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
Lads, I have a busy evening and I'm just trying to make it all work and I'd like your advice. I know before, Aisling, you did the double when it came to the Oppenheimer and Barbie in one day.
Yep, that was intense.
And you were trying
intense.
To work out your dinner plan.
I did
plan
that as well. It was too tough.
Yeah.
You're trying to work out your popcorn intake and everything.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
I don't think I've done this ever, apart from naturally you pick up loads of gigs when you're at a festival. But I'm doing a double gig today.
A double gig.
And
that is the most Emma Nolan thing I've ever heard.
And it's kind of stressing me out because I'm just trying to figure out dinner, eating times, big day tomorrow, obviously up early, when to stop everything, when to start everything.
Are you going to leave one gig and go to the other?
This is what I'm worried about. I've sent an email to make sure because I want to know exactly when. Anyway, I'll tell you. Lyra is doing a lovely show tonight.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, I think it's like a small kind of intimate experience thing because her album's out tomorrow.
Cool.
Okay. So you know Lyra. These are the vibes. I love Lyra.
I love her so much.
So excited about this idea of sitting around in a room and just hearing the album in full.
She's
amazing.
She's got pipes.
Unbelievable. So she's that's
great accent as well.
Proper Cork, isn't she? Very crack as well. Anyway, that's at 6:30, right? But obviously, for so long, us on the team, apart from Dave, because he doesn't care, have been so excited for tonight for a long time because Mika is playing the Olympia.
Damn it, that makes me want to go now.
So excited. I've been obsessed with Mika since I was like 11 years old.
Same.
I've never seen him live.
Never seen him live either. So that's a big night for us as well. So what's the crack? One's Windmill Lane, one's the Olympia. It's the double and I need to make this work.
So is Lyra on a bit early? Is that why you're able to make
She's
it happen?
Because
if you bloody arrive late to Mika, I'll be fuming.
I understand that. And that's why I sent the email to the crew for Lyra saying, is it starting at 6:30 or do we gather at 6:30? Because if that doesn't work out, then I got it.
Look, Lyra, you'll have to wrap up because I have to go to Mika.
Lyra, some of us have to go to Mika.
Lyra might be going to Mika as well. You never know.
She might.
Probably would be, actually. That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest, even ahead
of the lift off her.
Yeah, similarly, we could tell Mika, some of us have to go to Lyra.
Yeah, very true.
I've just checked stage times for Mika this evening.
Oh.
Mika is due on stage at about
8:30. Okay. That's
earlier
quite
early.
Than I
anticipated.
It'll probably be 8:45 by the time
it's
done.
Normally 9:00 and the show is expected to be done. I love how vague it is. Around 10:30 PM or so.
That's nice.
And I think though as well, loves supporting Irish music. Big ups to Lyra with the album out tomorrow. But I'm sorry, we booked Mika like 8 months ago. It's got to prioritise, hasn't
it? And it could be tricky to leave an intimate gig early. People will know.
Oh yeah, what if it's just you and Lyra?
And
Windmill
Lane is like the opposite end of town as well. You got to get your running shoes.
You're really in for it now tonight, Emma.
Maybe my first double won't actually happen, you know.
You should just go to Mika.
Sorry, Lyra. You're brilliant. The golden ticket's on the way.
Three, two, one. Okay, let's go.
Gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
If you have never been to a music festival in your life, I cannot recommend, no matter what age you are, once you're over the age of 18 or whatever, like if you're 52, go to a festival. I brought my mom to a festival 2 years ago and she's like a new woman.
What would happen if you were dating a guy and he was like, I've never been to a music festival and I have no interest in going to one?
We'd have to sort that out.
I think you'd mould him into the type of fella who'd love a festival. Otherwise, it wouldn't work.
I'd mould
him. You'd mould him into
it. It wouldn't be right for you to not have a festival buzzer as a fella.
You know, it wouldn't. It wouldn't be right at all.
Yeah, and a great place to meet a fella is at a festival. I actually am going to the afters of a wedding of a couple who met at Electric Picnic like 8 years ago.
A girl I used to work with in my last job met her fella like 4 years ago at EP.
Yeah.
Got married last year.
I love this. I'd love to meet someone at a festival. I think that's a really cool place to meet someone.
You get married on the Sunday at EP. They have the
big church.
Yeah, the church.
And they marry
a few weddings
people
there.
We sat out in the sun last year watching people get married.
I didn't know who they were, but sure, it was great.
We're like, okay, listen, we want to get you front and center on Spin. We are summer's number one hit music station and we want to get you to this summer's hottest festivals. And you know the other thing about festivals? They're bloody expensive.
Oh, true.
Like, trying to get your EP tickets, that's costly.
Yeah.
Trying to get your Longitude tickets on top of that and your C sessions, this is insane. Like, you're winning all of these passes.
Isn't EP sold out?
Yeah,
always.
Actually, that's true.
Before they've even announced the lineup.
And you always have some awful person be like, hey, I'll sell you mine for a grand. Shut up. I'll win it on spin.
How about
and
we'll
set.
Give them to you for free?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You have to do something in the meantime, though. Just put a bit of work.
Yeah, that's fine. That's okay. I'd be willing to do that if I was listening to the show. I'd be every morning, get me on to win the tickets. So, C-Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic tickets to go camping for the ones that are camping. And you and a friend could be heading off. On to Give This a Lash this morning is Quiva. What are you up to this morning?
I'm driving to college.
Oh, where are you in college, Quiva?
I'm in UC.
UCD, very nice. And where are you driving from?
Pembroke.
And were you at the student race day last night? Yesterday?
No, I actually wasn't.
Oh, okay. No.
Did you have friends who were there?
I have a few friends, so I'm dying to hear how they got on today.
Okay. Did you have a bit of FOMO, be honest?
Yeah, I did.
It looked unreal, to be fair, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It actually did look really good.
Loads of influencers were there as well.
Were they?
So that, on their Instagram.
And it was a nice enough day. Oh, you really missed out, Quiva.
Oh, you did.
I should have gone.
Oh, you poor
hey,
thing.
Listen, maybe you're more of a festival gal, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
Well, listen, we're really excited about this golden ticket prize and you could be winning it today. We want to send you to C-Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. It's pretty whopper.
Yeah, what would be the one you want there the most, Quiva?
Probably EP.
Yeah,
EP,
yeah. Fair. Place to be.
I imagine that's probably going to be the same answer every day, but good answer. All right, well, let's see if we can get you to C-Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. This is Emma David Ashling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Quiva?
Yeah.
How many seconds go on the clock?
25.
How many songs are going to play?
Five.
That's it. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on it. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Quiva?
Yeah.
Happy days. Quiva, are you from Temple Oak, yeah?
Yeah.
Very nice. Quiva from Temple Oak. 25 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Yeah.
Old Town Road, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Stop the clock.
Yeah, we'll take it. Not what I was expecting you to say. Old Town Road, that was Billy Ray Cyrus, but also Lil Nas X mainly. We got that in about 4.5 seconds.
Lovely.
So we're on 20 and a half seconds left. Four songs to go when you have your swap as well.
Not bad at all, Quiva. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Lil Nas X, Lil Nas X.
Swapping it out.
Did you recognise his voice at all there, Quiva?
Yeah, I did.
Jason Derulo, that was, and Savage Love. The big TikTok lockdown.
Yeah. That's all right, though, Quiva. You used your swap. Good use of it is right. Let's go for a brand new song, too. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Any ideas, Quiva? You know her.
I do.
Name any female singers.
Here we go.
I don't know.
Oh, sure.
Quiva.
Oh, there's your time, Quiva.
Kick yourself, Quiva.
Yeah.
That was Tate McRae.
Yeah, I couldn't think of her name.
Greedy. Oh,
God, that's heartbreaking. That is heartbreaking. But Quiva, we've really enjoyed playing with you. Did you enjoy?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, and
good.
I bet you missed
it.
Not
hard
when you're playing, not in the car, though.
Really?
Yeah, true.
We get that a lot. We do get that a lot. Because we've actually played it ourselves on certain locations across the year, but we've actually done it in studio. I think to really get a feel of what people go
through. You need to be in the car.
We should be in the car.
Yeah, down the phone. Yeah, that's way harder.
Pulled in on the side of the road between Temple Oak and UCD somewhere. That's the real...
That's a real player. Quiva, listen, it wasn't to be, but thank you so much. Hope you had fun and thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Cheers, Quiva. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you later. If you would like to win your tickets for you and a friend, camping at C-Sessions in Bundoran, heading to Longitude, would give you the camping if we could, but they don't do camping.
Doesn't exist.
They don't do camping.
No, but we might give you a tent.
And Electric Picnic, your weekend camping for you and a friend as well. Get in touch right now to get on the air to play tomorrow. 087 711 1038 is our number and all you need to send us over is the word golden. We'll find you.
Thing I love about this game, it could go tomorrow.
It really could. 100%. We just don't know. You get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Ashling.
Emma, Dave and Ashling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
It was such a tease when, you know, the song that was in the Golden Ticket plays immediately afterwards.
Yeah, why didn't it play before?
Yeah, it's kind of mean.
Producer Callum's work right there. Looking to tomorrow. What are we playing right after? I'll stick it in.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X with, of course, Billy Ray Cyrus and Old Town Road on spin with Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Sure. Or Billy Del Hart, as I think Cueva first said. Billy Del Hart.
Okay, it is 19 minutes after 8 on Thursday the 11th of April and we have an announcement to make on this show, okay? This day, 2 weeks, this show is going to sound absolutely horrendous, but for really good reasons.
Yes, very good.
Look, it's approaching radio award season and we don't want to get into it too much because you probably don't care about that, but we do. Basically, once a year, there's these big radio awards down in Kilkenny.
And what do they describe them as, Emma?
Oh, they always say it's the Oscars of radio.
Oh, it's the Oscars of Irish radio, so it is.
It's the one day a year I get my makeup done up. Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a chance to showcase kind of the best moments from the show from the last year. A part of us doesn't care about awards until we don't win.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you kind of don't really care until the week before your entry is due and your boss is like, have you done that? Have you done that? Yeah, have you done that? And you're like, oh, right.
It's the moment you're there, though, and you're other person across the room from a different radio station wins and you're like, well, damn it, now I actually do care.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuming.
So we entered our show from last year for the best breakfast show category and we were like, look, oh, we're not going to lie to you. We were pretty confident.
Look, it was our first year. And we thought,
beginner's luck.
This is a pretty good first entry.
We've been pretty.
Now, we have never entered a breakfast show category before, but we thought, this is pretty good.
Jesus,
we've no idea of the standard, but this is pretty good.
I was sending it to people, be like, listen to that now. Listen to how good that is.
If you want 20 minutes of really entertaining stuff, listen to that entry there. We are class, right? And we didn't even get a bloody nomination. Never mind anything else.
Keep in mind
the things we did.
Keep in mind there's 5 nominations. So that means we're not even in the top 5 best director. And we thought we were the best.
I don't know. Maybe the judges just saw Fully Charged, Emma, Dave and Ashling. Other messers don't even bother listening
chancers,
to it. You know?
Yeah,
maybe they thought we were very desperate.
But you know what? It did made us sad, right? Because we did some really, really good stuff last year. Like we put on a furniture-based musical, Des Kelly the musical. Well done, Ashling.
That was pretty iconic.
Well done, everybody.
Hello.
Well, Ashling wrote the musical, to be fair. Emma, you did a great job in the musical, though.
Thanks very much.
We also had Red Flag Romance, where we, you know, teamed people up.
We
matched up singles and people who are a bit weird with each other.
I remember in our first week, we made Dave do his first ever belch.
we did.
Good stuff.
We forced a can of Coke down his throat because he can't burp. That was groundbreaking.
That was a mad day.
Radio.
Yeah,
we did some really fun girly quizzes, etc. But alas, not.
Nothing.
Never a sign of us when the nominations came out.
She didn't want it anyway. It's fine.
We didn't care. We didn't care at all, actually. Did we, Ashling?
Yeah, we've only talked about it for the last 5 minutes because we didn't care.
So this year, we're taking matters into our own hands.
Yes.
On the show.
You didn't enjoy our best.
No, I didn't. None of us did. So we're like, do you know what? Stuff.
Last year, we submitted our best show. So this year, Radio Awards, we are going to enter our worst show ever into the Radio Awards.
Oh, it's going to be so bad.
It's going to be so terrible. I can't wait to make their ears bleed.
This day, 2 weeks, okay? Thursday, the 25th of April. Put it in your calendars. It is going to be Emma, Dave and Ashling's worst
show ever.
Guaranteed.
It's going to be... that was terrible. So, like, stuff like that.
Like comic book guy from The Simpsons. Worst show ever. Ever.
What we're saying is things are going to go so wrong left, right and centre. It might make your ears bleed, but we hope it will be fun, okay? Some things that will happen on the show are going to be well planned by us. Other things, and this is kind of terrifying, we're going to be just as much in the dark as you are because we'll be handing over the reins to producer Callum and the bosses. So there's going to be some moments in the show that we don't have a clue are going to happen.
Yeah, we're calling it the worst show ever. So things will go wrong in the show, but it's also going to be the worst show ever for Emma, the worst show ever for Dave, and the worst show ever for Ashling. Something is going to happen to one of you, to each one of you
across
during the show.
So it's going to sound terrible and we're going to have a terrible time.
Yeah. Yes.
It's going to be a bad day, basically, for us.
But hopefully a fun listen.
Yeah.
Or something different. And you just never know what will happen.
As always on the show, when we do something different, we want your help.
Yes.
087 711 103. We'd love your voice notes on this morning because you never know, they might feature on the worst show ever in 2 weeks' time. Tell us any ideas you might have on how we can make the worst Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashling
ever. And I don't want any smart arses coming in and going, just do what you always do.
It already is.
Because you'll be blocked. You'll never enter a competition again.
We can't do that technically for general reasons, but true. You know what we're saying. 087-711-103. Go big on this, okay?
Yeah, but like also not too cruel.
Maybe just don't be mean.
Yeah, just like, you know, hey, you should like, you know, do this and be like, Grant, we can do that. No problem.
WhatsApp us with your ideas of how we can make the worst show ever. It's going on air, whether we like it or not, in 2 weeks' time from today. Stuff the radio.
Maybe we say the wrong name. Oh, mad.
Oh, here's Dua Lipa. It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and
tips. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. Just like that, a pit in my stomach appears. Like, it's so incredible how it's just as soon as that music comes on, I'm like, oh, no.
Immediate fear. We should play it to you in your sleep and see how you react.
Actually, that's so funny. Just see him, like, squirm.
So, like, two older sisters.
Let's poke Dave.
Let's poke him.
Once a week, Ash and I test Dave on all things girly on the girly quiz. Listen, we can go anywhere on this. We talk anatomy, pregnancy, sexy stuff, you know, yourself. So just bear in mind, if there's little ears in the car, keep your hand on the dial. I think we're safe enough this week, but you just never know.
Speaking of little ears, I was at Darren and Joe's show at Vicar Street last Saturday, and two girls came up to me, I think a mum and a daughter, and they said, by the way, the mum said, my daughter is, I think, 9 years old, and she listens to the girly quiz, and she learns a lot. She listens every single week.
Brilliant.
So Lily Connolly, thank you very much for listening to the girly
quiz.
Lily
Connolly,
9 years old. Get your thinking cap on. You're about to learn some more. They should be playing this in schools, but maybe not every week. The girly quiz is with Irish Life Health, giving women direct access to GPs who specialise in female health. Dave, of course, has two lifelines. One's a 50-50. One is the phone a female, and just for coming on.
Robin standing by this morning.
A pampy hampy, courtesy of Irish Life Health.
I'd like to do a little, not for now, but another time. I'd like votes on pampy hampy versus pamper hamper.
I think we know what's going to win.
Pampy hampy for the win, no?
Of course.
Oh, are you serious?
100%.
The complete opposite way.
Oh, really?
Complete opposite way.
Okay, three questions, two lifelines stand between Dave and winning the week. Question number one, Dave. Describe a beehive.
I bloody hate describe questions.
Hairstyle. The full question.
Please don't interrupt the question.
Describe a beehive hairstyle.
You should have left it at... Describe a beehive.
Yeah.
wouldn't be
very girly.
I do actually know it because I think I have a feeling that this is quite topical now because I think Amy Winehouse had a beehive hairstyle.
And the new biopic.
Yeah. It's basically, it literally does look like a hive on your head. It's the kind of the hair is almost like sprayed upwards and it falls back, but it goes up quite high. So think Jedward style of height, and then it kind of goes back, back a little bit. I don't really know how else to describe it. There's probably something, a key word that I'm missing that you need for me to get this correct. But I'm thinking height, the top of your head, and long hair. That's the best thing.
Height and long. What are you saying, Ash?
Look, it's not the most articulate, but I'll take it as a correct answer.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
Well done. The description here is the answer was a type of updo in which the hair is backcombed into a conical shape. I love the word conical.
It's always backcombed. Something is always backcombed.
And positioned on the top back of the head. So,
yep.
Fair play to you. Good.
He's
stuff.
A man of the 60s.
Am I correct in saying Amy Winehouse had...
Yeah, she did. Yeah, didn't very she? Yeah. good.
Sweet. Well done, Dave.
And it's in hairspray. It's all the beehive.
Yeah, they hit a lot of hairspray.
I imagine. Beehive coming back.
Yeah, totally.
It'll be kind of fun.
Ashley, just start it. Everyone follows you because you're so cool anyway.
Damn you. Because I know that was a joke. All right, question two, Dave.
You are very cool, Ash.
Thank you.
I feel so guilty now.
No. You're so cringe.
Oh, God.
Two lifelines remain.
Why are we like this? Ashley, I'm really sorry about that.
I love you. You're my best friend.
I love you so much.
Question two, David. What does it mean when a baby is breech?
When a baby is breech?
What does it mean when a baby is breech?
Breech, mate. I'd imagine it's probably something to do with falling out of its cot. No, okay. That's not a thing. Okay, but you knew where I was going. Like, you knew the vibe.
Maybe the answer is just funny like that.
The baby's in breach. Repeat, the baby's in breach.
Somebody play a nursery rhyme.
It's on the loose, it's on the loose. Baby on breach, baby on breach.
Okay, so it's not that.
Looking at the little camera when the baby's trying to sleep and you're watching down the kitchen. Kitchen, baby breach!
Yeah, as soon as you look at the camera, it's not there. Baby breach! Baby breach! That's what I thought it was, but I'm a go with maybe we should call in the troops and maybe we should call in Robin because I genuinely haven't a clue. Robin, good morning.
Morning, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really, really good. I've got 30 seconds on the clock, Robin, and I'd love you to tell me what baby breach is.
It's when, like, the baby's still in the womb, but the feet are, like, down at the uterus, so it's basically in the opposite position it should be.
Oh, no, okay, I always hear about this, like, sometimes giving birth can be a little bit complicated because the feet are coming out first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were just going to say, I've always heard about this, like sometimes giving birth can be a bit complicated.
No, but like that's how it is. Right, okay, so I hate this game. I hate this game.
Robin has given a succinct answer.
Yeah, so baby breech is when the baby is upside down and the womb is the wrong way around, basically.
Cool. Absolutely correct.
Let's go.
Well done, Robin.
Thank you so much. You've won a pamper hamper, or as Emma likes to call it, a pampy hampy.
Listen, it was an accident that fell into our laps. Robin, thank you so much and have a lovely day.
Thanks, bye.
Cheers on, bye-bye. All right, Dave, you're doing so
two
well.
Two out of two ain't bad. I was really confident about the baby breed falling out of the cot or something like that.
To be fair, I asked our boss Nick this yesterday, who has literally fathered two children and he didn't know what it was, which I think is shameful.
Good question, though, can I say? Very good question.
Thank you.
Question number three this week, Dave. Why might a woman use a gua sha?
That sounds like iguana. If she's lonely, get a pet iguana. A gua sha.
A gua sha.
A gua sha.
Would you like a spelling?
Yeah.
G-U-A space S-H-A.
G-U-A space.
We hope that's how you pronounce it.
A gua sha.
That's how Irish people pronounce it anyway.
Ah, listen.
A gua sha.
That's what I say. Do you have any? Do you have a gua sha?
Yeah. Here. Love to get a gua sha.
Okay. I have one. They're great.
So, what's... Yeah. You know the fruit guava?
No, I'm going to Google
guava. Is it a guava? Is that not a fruit? A guava?
Guava fruit.
Yeah. Oh my God, it actually is.
G-U-A-V-A. A guava.
How does he know something we don't?
and about fruit.
Yeah, actually, so strange.
Out of character. Right, so it looks like an apple that's pink on the inside.
I was thinking maybe a gua sha is a kind of a slang term of like a guava shower or something like that. You know, like a gua sha.
Because we like showering in fruit?
Yeah, I was thinking more so, you know, when you get a massage and you put the pickles on your eyes and
pickles,
you have...
Pickles, yeah.
Pickles. Cucumbers.
I want it to be singing.
The gherkins.
Can I get a massage? Hold the gherkins.
Imagine the smell and the stinging and the eyes watering.
A gua sha, I thought maybe it was like a guava juice shower or something like that.
Shower?
So, yeah, I don't know, but you didn't know what guava was. So
you have a 50-50.
I'm going to go with the 50-50.
Suggest you use it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 50-50. And I hate the 50. I hate the 50-50 because it's always stupid.
All right. Entering simplify mode. David, why might a woman use a gua sha? Is it A, for the purpose of female pleasure?
Oh.
Or is it B, to improve circulation?
I have no idea.
That hasn't helped you at all?
Not in the slightest.
Because you know what I mean, if you were inclined to have a look on some of those websites that would sell those things for ladies.
Yeah,
like, wouldn't it have a funky name like a gua sha,
no,
maybe?
No, it's usually like, you know, the silver bullet or something. It's not like, it's not gua sha. I'm going to go...
rabbit-based.
I'm going to go with it's for circulation before we get cancelled and taken off the air. I'm going to say a gua sha is for circulation.
You've just won the game! Yeah!
Let's go.
Well done.
What a great week. This was brilliant. What the hell is a gua sha?
It's like a kind of a marble stone. And
is it the roly thing?
It's like a variation of that, but I think it's more of a flat stone and you rub it against your skin. And
upwards.
I think you're meant to give yourself a chiseled chin or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I bought one and I haven't used it since.
Yeah, I'd say.
You know, it's one of those things I saw it on TikTok.
My ex had one of them, I think. It's like a stone thing. When you said chisel your chin, that's what
I
told
you. I think it's meant to be good and for circulation, apparently. It's a Chinese method.
It's actually a nice thing to do when I first got it. I put it in the freezer for a while.
Yeah.
When I took it out, it was so nice and just relaxing.
Old.
Very nice.
Good. So I guess female pleasure.
Yeah, very true. I would have been right on both.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever you're into.
It's the Girly Quiz with Irish Life Health. Helping people live healthier lives. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Shower was on. Oh, lads, I can't go. Baby falling out of its cottage breech.
Lads, I had quite possibly one of the greatest dates of my life last night.
Wait now, excuse me.
Yep.
Oh my God, at 5 to 9.
I'm sorry, I didn't tell you about it earlier on or off air.
We're
but
not
I just
even
felt
past
like,
the watershed,
I just
Dave.
Felt like I should tell you.
The kids aren't even in school yet now, go easy.
The date only lasted 40 minutes and I took them home.
Dave, this is really rude. Be careful now.
I hope there's a twist coming
I hope
now,
they were just
I'm
coming home for like a chipper or something.
See,
no funny business.
I was meant to go on a date with this girl that I'm seeing, but she couldn't make it, so I brought my housemate Ben. And I said, do you want to go to this restaurant? And he was like, yeah, let's do it. So we went and we had a lovely date and I knew him and it wasn't awkward and I wasn't worried because yeah. I know everything about him.
Yeah.
And we lived together, so I had to bring him home. Do you know what I mean?
Did you kiss?
No, we didn't kiss.
Ah,
no,
that's
no.
Good. Not the first date.
We're not there yet. I'm not that kind of girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was there even a little hug?
No, there was nothing like that. And
old
then,
hands?
No, nothing like that. Do you know, it was quite odd. It wasn't that good, actually, because at the end he was just like, grand, you pay that there. And off he went.
Old revolution.
Yeah. Did he actually?
Yeah, he was like, grand, you get there and go for a smoke. Off he went. So I was like, because I
he's a real
him.
One.
Yeah, he's a real one. No, but do you know, it was great because we went to this restaurant that I was talked about before. And it's like 30 quid and you get your steak and unlimited chips and you get, you know, garlic bread and all.
Yeah.
But they are like in and out and in and out. It was unbelievable. We were seated 10 to 8. Or no, sorry. We were actually seated at 8:30 and we were out the door by 9 o'clock.
How on earth?
That's not a lot of people's dream.
It yeah. was my
but
dream.
I think it is suits you.
Do you know when people like stay in a restaurant for hours and hours just chatting? I'm like, no, let's just get in, eat and go somewhere else. Do you know what I mean? It was unbelievable.
Not we quite were the experiential, like
we were in. We had, it was like fast food. We were in. We got the garlic bread. Finished that. Done. Next course. What do you want? Oh, we want steak. Grand. It's on the way. Literally was on the way. And eat the steak. Grand. That's gone. Profit rolls in. Gone out the door. It was unbelievable.
So
30 minutes.
If Dave actually does go on a real date soon with a girl, you need to wolf it in out.
Yeah, yeah, quickly. He wants gone.
Let's go.
Wicca, wicca. We got what I want, what I need.
It's 2 minutes after 9. It's Thursday, the 11th of April, and you're with Emma, David, Aisling, fully charged on Spin.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. I saw this clip online, this video online the other day, and I thought this was amazing. There's this police station in the UK, right? Mm. And they basically thought that their vehicles, like their police cars and stuff like that, were going, they had an issue because every time they had stopped them or parked them at this particular base, like their wherever it is, the Thames Valley police base, they basically thought, what is that noise? There was something making a noise. They thought it was the cars, right? After a bit of detective work, they found out that it was a bird chirping from the tree, like a mockingjay from The Hunger Games.
No way.
Copying the siren from the police car.
No way.
Wait till you hear this. It is so cool. Wait for it. How cool is that? The little woo, 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 woo.
Well, that's genius.
Amazing. Can I hear that again?
Oh wow. My God, if I was a bird, that I'd be at that now.
Yeah,
the whole
you'd be
time.
Doing that the whole
I'd
thing.
I'd be just copying people the whole time.
But like, it's obviously been around the station, the police station, for a long, long time to be able to grasp that. But
that's
anyway,
very
the,
cool.
The police force basically posted a video on TikTok saying that they thought someone was playing like a late April Fool's joke or something, and they thought that the sirens in their car were faulty. Yeah. It was the bird the whole time.
That's
How
amazing.
Cool is that?
That's gas.
Speaking of birds, there was some seagull conference on Camden Street at 6 o'clock this morning.
Seagull
oh,
conference.
I swear to God, I think every seagull in Dublin was gathered. Like, I literally was crawling down Camden Street because I didn't want to hurt any of them but they were like having a big chat about how to ruin everyone's lives this summer or something.
Was the centre of the conference a bin bag?
Potentially.
Generally,
wait till you see them.
Seagull conferences are surrounding a bin bag.
Yes. Wait till you see them tomorrow now after a Thursday. See, it was race day yesterday, so Camden Street was very, very busy. But even on a Thursday, I guarantee you, it's going to be wild. So tomorrow morning, it's going to be even worse.
They're terrifying. It's like driving down to a load of dogs. Like, they're huge and
all
they've wings. They're
massive. Reconvene tomorrow at 6 a.m. Camden Street, please.
We need a siren bird in Dublin.
Yeah.
That'd be, birds.
For the Lewis.
Do something.
They just rob our chips.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I was caught out by a fake AI edited kind of photoshopped post the other day online. But regardless of the fact that it's fake, I think it's brilliant and I think it leaves some food for thought. Someone tweeted and it got a huge reaction. Everyone was caught out by this. 144 likes at the time I grabbed it, so you can imagine what it's at now. Netflix, someone tweets, have a skip the foreplay feature that removes naughty scenes to make family movie night less awkward.
Okay. Oh,
I would so be on board for this.
So then they doctored up, like, you know, the preview of Bridgerton, for example, which famously can be kind of raunchy at times. And underneath the play option, like, it's perfectly doctored. It says, skip the foreplay, literally. Make family movie night less awkward by deleting naughty scenes from the show. Fantastic idea, however, untrue.
Oh, damn.
I think it'd also be... You are a bit of a straight... surprisingly an advocate for less sex scenes in shows, aren't you?
I don't think it's needed. But I'm also like, if I was watching a show with my family and I was like, I'd feel awkward clicking skip the foreplay button.
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I hope it's something you could like program in.
Yeah. But no, I actually completely think that TV shows and movies need less sex scenes.
That's weird.
I don't think they add anything. I think they're pointless.
They add sexiness.
No, I think they're awkward. I think they're weird. And it's like, it's this.
They add plot sometimes.
Not at all. You look back at like things like, the only thing that's coming to my head, right, and I know probably no one understands this reference, but Squid Games, where there's two characters. There's the evil guy and there's the really annoying girl, and they go off to the bathroom and they do it.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, this is adding nothing. It's disgusting. I've no interest in it. Skip it.
But I think it shows just like the different like levels of people went to, and they're desperate in those situations.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just like the Joe Duffy normal people generation where I'm like,
actually,
no, it's disgusting.
There you go. Yeah, you kind of are. Speaking of normal people, though, how could you have a show like that and the intimacy of like their relationship without the sex scene?
Normal People would have been about 10 minutes long if there was no sex scenes.
Yeah, there would be, but I just don't think it added anything. Like, it's not like I'm a prude. I'm not looking at them going, oh, just get it off.
Again,
I'm just like, I just don't think it adds anything.
I think everyone's entitled to their opinion, obviously, but I do think with Normal People, that was a huge part of their relationship.
Yeah, agreed.
Was their,
I understand that, but gone are the days where it's like, you know, the camera pans to like, I don't know, the curtains and, you know what I mean? It's, there's nothing left to the imagination.
You like more artistic approach.
There's nothing left to the imagination anymore at all. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like there it is, all it is, and I'm like, whoa, that's really in my face, and my mother's sitting right there, and I just don't think it adds anything.
I would definitely use the skip the foreplay button if it was available, if I'm in a family setting, but Jesus, if I'm just with my pals, I'll be fucking having a look.
Even if I'm with my pals, I'm a little bit like,
eh. I'd be like, geez, where did you get that brat? It's lovely. Okay, so I was thinking about other buttons that obviously aren't real, but buttons that could make our life easier or less awkward. This one, button on the trolley. I could do this. Button on the trolley, and no matter what you try and do to that trolley, if you've pressed that button, it's not going to bring you down the sweets and treats all in little.
Ah, very good.
That's good.
Yep, we're staying away from that at the moment. Or
it's just like a magnet, and the more you try to go down, it's here's fruit and veg,
Yeah, it just pulled you around to do a few laps for a few steps instead.
Very good, very clever.
Number two, a button on your smartwatch that automatically alerts your housemate or your friend or your neighbour or your partner, or a taxi if it gets to that stage, to alert them that you've been caught in a shower on your run and you need urgent collection.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Nothing
very clever.
Worse than when you're stuck outside and you're standing under a tree going, I really wish someone would come and get me. So, button on in your brain that reminds you to drink water throughout the day and, really importantly, on a night out.
I need this.
You press the button at 7 p.m. as you're heading on your night out and you're like, every 45 minutes, remind me to neck it.
That's a nice one, yeah, especially for the nights out. Yeah.
Again, it speaks for itself. It writes itself. Skip button on your period. Just... Number five, a button you press to pick up your dog poop, because I just think that's the biggest ick of all time, walking around with a bag of dog crap.
So like a skip button. All I'm thinking of is the movie Click, where he doesn't want to do something and he fast forwards. He's like, no, next chapter.
Yeah.
And this one I think would be really helpful, actually. Why is this not a thing? Maybe it is, I'm not aware of it. A button on your phone or email, and one press, all of your subscriptions are cancelled.
That's very good.
Job done.
Mm. Yeah.
Simple as that.
Save a bit of money and then click it again and they'll all subscribe again.
Yeah, fair.
I'd like a button on the top of my head that washed my hair. Boom. I hate washing my hair.
Oh, actually, you don't like showers that much.
my whole body would be great.
You can smell. My God.
No. Such an effort. I hate washing and drying my hair. I'd like a button top of my head and then boom, hair clean.
Are you that passionate about not having to wash your hair again that you would allow an actual red button live on your head? That's a question now.
If I could clip a little bit of hair over it, so it wasn't too obvious.
Yeah, a little hairband or something. Yeah. Right, okay.
I just want a button for if someone's eating a banana, I just click the button and the banana's gone, it's gone, they're gone.
The smell's gone.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to tell you about two massages that I got while I was on holidays last week. I've only ever gotten one massage in my life before my trip to Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah. Actually?
I've never got one.
Wow, guys.
No, never.
Really? Yeah, no. I'd only ever had one. That was in Sligo, also very far away. But everybody said going to Asia, you should get a massage. And you got a few massages in Thailand.
Thai massages, yeah.
Yeah. So I got my first massage in Vietnam on the last full day of the trip. We were staying in this kind of lovely fancy resort, which was like cheap as fancy resorts go, but dear compared to all the other places that we stayed, because you can get a hostel room for like €6 in Vietnam. It's crazy.
And what about the nice places? What are they going
for? I think we spent maybe like 70 a night there.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
But it was like 5-star deluxe.
Gorgeous.
Like
right,
Powers Court level.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. So this massage was a bit more expensive than the ones you'd get like on the streets. It was...
I should hope so.
Yeah. But I think you can get a massage for like literally €6.
The equivalent
of €6. Wow.
Yeah. This one was €40, but it was a 60-minute full body massage, which I think would be about €100 or more.
€130 here, yeah.
So still good value.
And full body and an hour.
Yeah,
that's
an hour.
Really good value.
And it was beautiful.
Okay. Was it?
She started off by saying, take off your bra. And I said, thank you, I will. That's lovely.
Already done.
It's a lovely relax.
Let them out.
I lay on my front, put my head through the little hole. She put a warm towel on the back of my head, and then the longest towel I've ever seen covered the whole length of my body.
Wow.
And then the first thing she did was she took a warm, wet cloth and she cleaned my feet.
Wow.
Not like King Charles. Then she came out with the oils and she actually straddled me.
Oh, wow.
Straddled my back, which was interesting. But I didn't mind.
Where is this?
Up and down the spine she went with the massage oils. At one point she whispered in my ear, is that pressure okay for you?
Oh, my God.
And I said, oh, yes, it is. Keep with that. She went down both my legs, my calves. Then she went up both my arms, my hands. She did my feet, but it didn't even tickle. And then at the end she finished the lovely massage of the temples and the back of the head.
Oh my God.
My first massage in Vietnam was absolute heaven.
Oh wow. Wow. Sounds incredible.
You're making us all so jealous.
Yeah,
morning.
I really want to get this done now.
Yeah.
And then my second massage.
Oh, oh God.
Not 24 hours later, I had the third and worst massage of my life. This massage was akin to an assault, and it was performed by a brown leather chair.
Oh no!
At the departures lounge at Da Nang Airport while I waited for my flight home. I inserted a crisp 50,000 dong note into this chair. That was the equivalent of about €2.
Okay.
And that equated to a 20-minute massage. I thought, that is great value.
Yeah, very good.
Great value. What could go wrong here? I sat back in the brown leather chair and it started with a swift punch to the head. Boom, in the back of the head. Boom, 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 whacking me in the head. I think this chair was built for somebody that was a lot taller than me, so I think it was supposed to be doing that to the shoulders. Yeah. But it was getting me in the back of the head. Next, the rock-hard massage punches travelled down my spine, hitting each nubbin of my spine. All the way down.
God, it's like you're falling
down. Okay, people then start boarding their flight right in front of me, a meter in front of me. So they're like looking down on me while my boobs are jiggling. Or lack thereof. Boom, 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 right? I'm starting to lose circulation and the kids look away. Okay, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. It's been 10 minutes. I go to get up and I realize that my legs and arms have been suctioned shut. Okay, they're in a vice grip. Okay, the chair has trapped me. The rock balls are starting to come back up to my head.
No.
So I know I have to get out. Okay, they're coming back up the head. I have to get out of this chair. I take a deep breath and I focus on my right arm, my strongest arm. And I extract my right arm eventually. Oh, okay. I take the right arm and I extract the left arm. And then I take my two arms and I extract my right leg. Oh, I'm finally free, but one leg is left. So then I kind of stand with the one leg off the chair.
I'm with you. Yeah, I can almost see the struggle.
Everybody's boarding their
plane. Everyone's looking at this.
There's two other people in the other chairs. Just grand. They fit the machine. They're having a grand time. And I finally get the third leg.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah,
the
second leg.
You're free.
I swear to God, it was the most painful and scary experience of my life. I have heard of happy ending massages, and I was happy that that one was over.
But you know what? And it probably undid all the beautiful work that had been done to you.
It did.
Why? Only 24 hours previously.
What made you think you needed another massage after your heaven?
We've just had a while to spare, and I was like, God, Vietnamese massages are great. This will be fine. €2.
I think I mentioned to you on the show, while in Thailand, my mum and I went in, we had a Thai massage previously in a hotel, lovely. Then we said, oh sure, we're at Nothing, we'll go into one of the ones off the side of the street.
Yeah.
And my mom's one said it was so bad, and I was lying next to her. I heard her say, and I felt so bad for her because I knew she was in pain with her whimpering. She just went, I've had enough now, thank you. And 10 minutes in, she got up, got dressed and just left. And I was like, oh God.
Yeah, see ya.
It's dangerous.
You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
All this week on the show, we're helping you to get to know your nuts, okay? Testicular cancer is the number one cancer in guys. But the good news is it's highly curable when it's caught early.
Yes.
So the advice is, and the best thing you can do is give them a feel every month. Set a reminder on your phone. Stick it on the fridge. Okay, on this date every month, I must check myself.
Just make it a routine in the shower as well. Just have a
they say
feel.
That about women and their boobs as well.
As well,
good thing to check. Routine, people, they suggest doing it on the first day of every month.
Okay.
I've heard that.
Really?
That's a good way to remember.
I like that.
First of them.
Very good.
And then obviously if something doesn't feel right, because you've gotten to know yourself a bit better, visit a doctor, because every nut is unique, so make sure to be getting to know yours.
Yeah, you can see more info at nutsandbolts.movember.com, which I really, really like. And every day this week on the show, I'm getting my balls out so you can win a €200 one for all voucher. But it is not, no, don't worry, it's not like that. It's not like
that. No, it's not like that. We wouldn't do you like that.
I have a ball bag. I have balls
like,
in the
as
ball
in, we're
bag.
Encouraging you to get to know your own. Me and Ashling don't need to get to know Dave's balls.
But they're technically Dave's balls because they're big, like Dave owns the balls and they're in Dave's ball bag.
So
we're not actually saying anything wrong.
They're just not attached to
Me. So if you can correctly identify what sports ball we are describing from Dave's ball bag, then you could win yourself that €200 one for all voucher.
Now, yesterday I was feeling Dave's balls.
You had your chance.
She's pretty scarred, so I think Ashling is
so
probably
I'm top of the
turn.
Line now again.
Yeah. So Ashling, what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, because I'm about to take a ball from my ball bag out, right? I'm going to give it a bounce before I hand it over to you, just so you can get a little bit of a vibe.
Please do bounce the ball.
So here's what it sounds like bouncing.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, such a different bounce compared to earlier in the week.
It's amazing how they all have different sounds.
Now, it's bigger. It's a little bit bigger than yesterday's, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday's was a tennis ball. This is marginally bigger than a tennis ball.
Right.
Not that much bigger, but just a little bit
I'll
bigger.
I'll be the judge of that.
So, I would like you to hold out your hand there, please.
Yes.
Bearing in mind, your job listening to win yourself.
Oh, dear God. This is a huge ball you've given me. Oh, my God. I can't even get my two arms around this ball.
As I said, it is marginally bigger than a tennis ball.
And just remember, for you listening, you need to guess what type of sports ball this morning for your chance to win a €200 one for all voucher. Okay,
so Ashley, how would you describe it?
This ball is absolutely giant. As I said, can't even get my two arms. I'd say the circumference of half the ball I've got around my arms. I can pull it towards me. It's kind of squishy.
Oh,
I feel like it would be a good one to like roll out on your back on.
Oh, very nice.
Interesting.
You know what? I think I could sit on this ball, and I think I could bounce too.
1 second.
Oh yes.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I can do just that.
Oh, that looks weird.
I'm bouncing on Dave's ball. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's very sore.
I like that ball. It's fun.
Do you think you could lie and stretch your back on that ball, Ash, or something?
For sure. I think you could do lots of exercises and stuff on this ball, which is quite versatile.
Interesting. Well, what do you think Ashling's bouncing on? What do you think the ball is? 087-411-1038. Dear God, I keep going to say my own number. 087-711-1038.
You can buy yourself that €200 one for all voucher, all with thanks to Movember this morning. Courtney's on this morning. She thinks she knows what Ashling was describing there. How are you, Courtney?
Good, how are you?
Good, what are you doing?
Just waiting to go into work.
What do you do, Courtney?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, very nice. Good.
What's your favourite style to cut? Or do you like doing colour or cut more?
I hate cutting hair.
You hate cutting? Oh, that's not great.
Yeah, no, I prefer styling.
Yeah, it's more fun.
Courtney, I used to work in a hairdresser's, and do you know what I had to do? And it was my least favourite job in the world. Washing hair.
Really, Dave?
Yeah,
I knew this about you.
Well.
Really?
Yeah.
I think washing hair would be kind of nice, but therapeutic.
But then you're touching loads of people's heads.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Some heads aren't
the best.
Yeah, some heads need a really big
wash.
Do you
know what's funny, actually? You'd hate me as well, Courtney, because I was at the hairdresser's last Monday, and she said to me that my hair would be described among staff, or I'd be known in there among staff as a mermaid. They were like, I have a feckin' mermaid coming.
No way.
Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So much hair.
Redded head of hair.
Yeah, they'd be like, oh, I've got a bloody mermaid booked in.
I kind of like that though.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Kind
yeah.
of a compliment and also
yeah,
not.
Sorry, funny, mermaid yeah. coming through. Yeah.
But also, like, you can imagine the dread if you're dealt with a mermaid. You're yes. like, I'll be standing for hours on this head.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. You've been trying to figure... Your back broke. I know, yeah, not ideal. You've been trying to figure out which of Dave's balls Aisling was feeling this morning
yeah,
on the show.
Sports yeah. ball.
With Movember.
Yes, I was telling you, it's absolutely huge. I can't even get my arms around it. It has a good deep bounce on this
Have
one.
Have a listen to the bounce here, Courtney.
Okay. Oh, nice, like, gentle bounce.
A yeah. great bounce.
You can sit on this
Hollow.
Chair.
You can.
Yeah. yeah, and it's kind of soft.
What are you thinking, Courtney?
I'm thinking it's an exercise / yoga ball.
An exercise / yoga ball. Well, Aisling, what I'd like you to do is open your eyes, have a look at the ball.
Oh, my dear God, this really is an exercise / yoga ball.
Hey, nice one, Courtney. You've just won a €200 one for all voucher. And will you do me a favour as well? Will you tell every man in your life to check himself and make sure that, you know, they know they're nuts?
I will do.
Courtney. Talk to you later, pet. Have a good day in work.
Thanks.
Bye, bye, bye. And another chance to win with Movember on the show tomorrow after 9 o'clock.
Just after nine.
Your last chance.
It's a Friday.
Well.
We're changing it up
a
little bit.
Yeah, it's always a little bit. Why do you always turn into a scouser?
It's not a scouser. It definitely isn't a scouser.
Sorry.
It's
not
real north side.
Changing
real
it up a little bit
north.
For Friday.
Real northern.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Dave's just been bragging, but actually not bragging, deservedly so, saying that he can now do a 3-minute plank without stopping. That's incredible.
That's insane.
Every night before I go to bed, I've been doing a 2-minute plank for the last 2 months, but now I'm up to 3 minutes and I'm like, this is, honestly, am I ready for Love Island?
Am I Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Yeah.
But isn't it funny? It's like when you actually do something like that and you always read, like, you know, practice makes perfect and your body will adapt and you'll be able to do things better when you keep practicing and keep doing it and keep working out. And then you're like, oh, I actually believe them now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're kind of like, damn it, it works.
Yeah, totally.
It means
yeah.
I got to keep doing
it's
it.
It's so annoying when you see the difference. Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
I better keep doing it then.
Yeah. Games are the worst.
There's actually a bit of you and me at the moment, I think, Aisling, because I'm after getting into that habit of if I buy something and it's in the fridge, it must be eaten. You're very good with not wasting stuff.
Oh, I try.
Yeah, and I had to buy a bag of carrots the other day to make soup. So then yesterday I was like, what the hell am I going to do with all these carrots? So I cut up 6 carrots and made carrot stick hummus treats for the house.
Wow.
Which went down an absolute treat. And then we had chicken with literally loads of carrots last night. It was chicken and carrots for dinner.
Oh,
and
I'm never going to
I
have
bet
this.
You won't have carrots now for at least 2 months.
Yeah, yeah. But it was fabulous. Every single carrot has been accounted for and I feel better about
myself.
Is your eyesight improved? Yeah.
Honestly, I can see you so well.
It's just like, it's actually really annoying.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.